Hello, it's the end of week 12 of The Artist's Way. Week 12 is the final week, so this is my final check-in. Question 1A, how many days this week did you do your morning pages? 5 out of 7, which is one more than normal, and I'm very happy with that. Question 1B, have you accepted them yet as a permanent spiritual practice? Yes, I will carry on writing the morning pages, probably 4 days a week minimum. And if I ever do any more than that, it'll be a bonus. Question 1C, how was the experience for you this week? At the beginning of the week, I wrote about my cycle to work. Half drive, half cycle. Anyway, it was encouraging and I'm ready to cycle all the way there and back. It's inspired me to draw an off-the-cuff comic. And so that was productive. It got me thinking about summertime adventures. I want to erect my tent in the garden to give it some fresh air and remind myself how to use it. It fits in the bottom of a rucksack, so it gives me quite a lot of freedom. Not a lot of space, not some inside it, but a lot of freedom. On Tuesday morning, before a group phone call, I wrote down some ideas for what to discuss, and I brainstormed how I could make money as a cartoonist, which was an interesting exercise. The following day, my morning pages were full of the basketball club I had joined and trained with the night before. I was tired and achy, but I was also quite happy about playing again. And I was thinking about how I could celebrate the end of The Artist's Way. I couldn't decide, to be honest, and I still haven't decided. I think I'll decide when I've completely finished everything, including the check-in. On Thursday, I wrote about what to do for my artist date, and I was all set for a trip to the beach to kind of round off The Artist's Way, because I started with a trip to the beach. But, you know, family needed me, and I also needed to go food shopping and surrounding that event, so the date was abandoned. Finally, at the end of the week, I wrote about backache, which suddenly appeared the day after my nana's funeral, and whether it was related to emotion or stress to do with that funeral, I don't know, or maybe a delayed reaction to the basketball, which was very, very strenuous. I'm not sure. But, you know, it dominated my thoughts, as pain tends to do. However, one art-related idea got in, and that was a reaction to the what I call, you know, guy draws cartoons every day for a year type project, which I see around and people send me articles about that kind of thing. And made me wonder whether I could go maybe one further. I've got an idea for something and I'll let you know if I do it. Question 2, did you do your artist date this week? What did you do and how did it feel? Yes and no. I cancelled the artist date, like I said, on Thursday because I needed to be with my family. But when I think about it, earlier in the week, I spent a few hours in the woods making a sculpture out of fallen branches and picking up some litter. It was quality me time. You know, it was an artist day as far as I'm concerned, so that's it. Question 2B, will you allow yourself artist dates on a permanent basis? Yes, I understand why they're important to me. You know, filling the well, enjoying the moment, encouraging fun and playfulness, which improves my artwork, improves my life. I will plan to do one every week, and I promise that I will only cancel it for exceptional circumstances, such as the funeral arrangements this week. Question 3, did you experience any synchronicity this week? What was it? Hooray, my favourite question. This is where I have a little winky face emoticon here. I was offered the morning off work on Saturday, which so happened to be the morning after the funeral, so I took that morning off work, and I'm glad I did. You know, the timing was good, I needed it. What else, synchronicity-wise? I went for a walk in the woods this afternoon and I took an overgrown path that I've never taken before. I hoped that I would find some interesting plants or animals, and sure enough, I found a tree with a woodpecker's nest in it, and I was able to photograph an adult woodpecker feeding its young. So that was magic. Or synchronicity. Question 4, were there any other issues this week that you consider significant for your recovery? Describe them. Well, yeah, my nana's funeral affected my recovery this week. And, you know, her death definitely affected me over the past few weeks. Death is the ultimate leveller, isn't it? We're all going to die. We only have so much time alive on this planet. And, you know, some people care whether we live or die, and a lot of people don't. And some people care about what we do in life, and a lot of people don't. So, you know, when it comes down to it, the most important things in life, from what I can tell, are health, happiness, family and friends. I think people at the end of their life just think about those things, really. I don't think jobs or money or possessions or things like that are particularly important in the grand scheme. I'm tempted also to say, you know, not achievements either, but I feel that achievements, if they contribute something positive to the world, if they make me and other people happy, such as my family and friends, that's pretty important too. Not at the expense of the other things, of course, but as, you know, additional joy. Creative fulfillment is a word I often, two words I often use to describe that sense of achievement. If my job or jobs contribute to my health, happiness, family and friends, all the better. I'm a little bit sad about the Artist Way ending. It's something that I've been looking forward to for months and months, and I can't believe it's nearly over. I had hoped to create so much more, more art, but I know that the Artist Way is about life as much as art, maybe more about life. And so in that respect, I've created more life than I could possibly have imagined, really. Appreciation of life, appreciation of the people in my life, appreciation of the small everyday pleasures in life, and making plans for life. I'm clearer in my own goals, I'm more confident in my abilities, I'm more content to enjoy the journey that I'm on, and I don't think the Artist Way really ends. I think I'll always be on it in some way or other. I'll certainly be dipping into the book from time to time to top up on it. There are things I did on the Artist Way that I didn't tell anyone about or show anyone. There was a mask made out of motorbike parts. There was a collage of me in my dream home studio stuck to the wall. You know, a half-painted portrait made out of nail varnish. I won't explain that one. The numerous written tasks, such as imaginary lives and personal affirmations and lists, endless lists of five things. You know, five crazy dreams or five people to send a postcard to, which I did. Five childish pleasures and so on. All these things, I think, expanded me little by little, almost unnoticeable in parts, but significantly as a whole. And so today I read through all of the tasks and the lists of actions I compiled in week 9, and I put all these things to do into my to-do lists. You know, I love a to-do list. I've created to-do lists for different areas of my life. I've never done this before, but, you know, areas such as health, relationships, art, money, and so on. And, you know, the Artist Way has helped me to define what is important to me and what I want to take action on. And all I have to do, really, is listen to my morning pages and act on what I hear. Listen and act, listen and act. If I keep doing that, I think I will live a happy and successful life. Successful because it is happy. That's the end of my Artist Way, as such. Thank you very, very much for listening to me talk about the Artist Way and my experience of it. If you're thinking about doing the Artist Way, I say go for it, you know, and feel free to ask me about it. And please let me know when you're doing it and you will have my support. If you'd like to know what I'm doing beyond the Artist Way, please visit my website, which is richardpettitart.com, and subscribe for updates. All you need is an email address, or you can follow me on social media. I'm on Facebook as Richard Pettit Art, and also as Rich Pettit Cartoons, which is my cartoons about the news. I'm on Twitter quite a lot, at Rich Pettit. And I'm also on Instagram and Tumblr. And on both of those, it's at Richard Pettit. So variations on a theme, really. Thank you very much for listening, and all the best.